1032. Hope 1032 News, thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersehen. The Consumer Watchdog is undertaking a detailed investigation of supermarket profit margins after finding many shoppers have lost trust in grocery pricing. The ACCC has handed down an interim report into the supermarket sector. It's found grocery prices have risen 20% over the last 5 years. ACCC Deputy Chairman Mick Keogh says the inquiry has extensive powers to gather information.
We've used that to request very detailed five-year pricing information right across the range from all the major retailers. That will help us get to the bottom of a lot of the questions that are being asked about supermarket margins.
A pedestrian has been fatally hit by a car on a busy road in Sydney's west. Emergency services were called to Mulgoa Road at Penrith at about 12:45 this afternoon, where a man on a mobility scooter had been struck by a car which failed to stop. Paramedics treated the pedestrian, a man believed to be in his 80s. However, he died at the scene. Police later arrested a man at a nearby shopping centre. He's been taken to hospital for mandatory testing. In the US, Hurricane Helene has made landfall in the north of Florida. The Category 4 storm has prompted flash flood warnings across much of the country's southeast. One person has already been killed by falling debris. Authorities have warned of the risk of a storm surge high enough to cover a two-story building and winds are in excess of 200 kilometres an hour. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says residents need to be taking the warnings seriously.
Very dangerous conditions out there. You need to be right now just hunkering down. Now is not the time to be going out.
The Prime Minister says the entire world is concerned about the escalation of violence in the Middle East as he reiterates calls for a ceasefire. Israel's Prime Minister has rejected international calls for a 21-day ceasefire against Hezbollah, calling on his country's military to continue fighting with full force. Anthony Albanese says they want to see an end to the loss of innocent lives.
I say to Prime Minister Netanyahu that he needs to listen to the international community, just like the other players in that region need to listen to the international community. The calls are very clear.
A new study is highlighting the risks of vape residue on the immune systems of unborn babies. Researchers at the University of Technology Sydney studied e-cigarettes used indoors or in vehicles and found they can remain on surfaces and be absorbed through the skin. Professor Brian Oliver says the best course of action is to avoid contact with the surface or clean the area.
And because the vape residue is literally an oily residue, you're using a detergent and washing it a couple of times is probably sufficient to remove most of it. And what's left behind is probably not that much of a health risk.
Despite cost of living pressures, Australians are still chomping at the bit to get out and travel. Alexander Nimmo reports.
A national survey of 1,500 people has revealed the destinations travellers are most likely to jet off to over the school holidays. Kicking off today for New South Wales, the ACT, South Australia and Tasmania. The latest data from the Tourism and Transport Forum reveals 71% of respondents will take a break from home. Chief Executive Margie Osmond says more Australians are choosing to explore different parts of Asia, including South Korea.
And Australians themselves are starting to go, ooh, that's a bit interesting, I might go there.
New South Wales travellers have topped the list for those choosing to stay closer to home, closely followed by Queensland. In Sydney, Alexander Nimmo, Nine News.
And hundreds of thousands of footy fans are soaking in the atmosphere in Melbourne following today's AFL Grand Final parade. Sydney captain Dane Rampey and Brisbane skipper Lachie Neale have been presented to fans in Yarra Park. Players are now having a captain's run at the MCG as focus shifts from Grand Final celebrations to winning tomorrow's premiership.
Hope weather.
A chance of showers becoming less likely this afternoon, winds southeasterly at 20 to 30 kilometres an hour, increasing to 30-40 k's along the coast. Right now it's 18 degrees in the city, 17 in the west. Tomorrow, a shower or two, heading to tops of 20 degrees. Sunday, a high chance of showers and 23. Monday, a chance of showers, a top of 22. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Sarah Wiedersheim.
Hope 103.2, with you in the hustle and bustle of life.
Christians in Australia are privileged. We're free to follow our faith. But that's not the case for many around the world. 90,000 Christians are martyred each year because of their faith. Who supports them? Voice of the Martyrs. They bring relief to the persecuted, help the families of martyrs, and supply Bibles and other Christian literature, all to where they are needed most. Station sponsor, Voice of the Martyrs, serving the persecuted church. Pray for them. Visit vom.com.au.
You know, there are children who actually enjoy going to the doctor.
I do.
Me too.
I like my doctor.
Norwest General Practice is a family practice.
I was sick.
The doctors are great with children. They treat them well in every way.
My doctor made me better.
Norwest General Practice has a paediatrician, childhood nurse, and many health services on site.
My doctor's fun.
Station sponsor Norwest General Practice. Visit norwestgp.com.au.
In Penrith, a serious crash has Mulgoa Road closed northbound approaching Jamison Road. We have heavy delays on Mulgoa Road southbound all the way back to High Street as a result as well. In Sylvania, look out for a truck breakdown that's eastbound on the Princes Highway just past Port Hacking Road. As your home is packed as peak hour traffic, safely store the things you love with Storage King. Visit storageking.com.au. The Kings of Storage, Moving and More. Station sponsor. I'm Thomas. We'll take another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Get that spring in your step with Hope 103.2.
You're listening to Hope 103.2. Sharma here with you for your Friday afternoon. Oh, how quickly has the week gone past? Shame about the weather, though. But in exciting news, the AFL Grand Final is taking place. I don't know anything about the AFL Grand Final other than the fact that Katy Perry is here to perform. Not that I listen to her music either, but there is an exciting moment that's just gone viral on the internet of Katy Perry meeting another sensation. I'll let you know who it is after Sam Romans. This one's called Home.
I take a thousand memories on the road with me, so we never forget. It's been a good year, it'll be a long day before we lay our heads down to rest. And if those tears come rolling down, I'll pull you close to me, say we'll be back there again. Won't be together we're home.
This is my radio station, and I love listening to it.
Hope
103.2.
Wouldn't it be great if there was an answer? A quench for the heart, a cure for cancer. Holding us close like a tiny dancer with plenty of love for everyone. Wouldn't it be cool if we had a direct line straight to the top? We could call any time, whatever the reason or inclination, with no hesitation. If only there was somebody watching over us. Was a love, a love unconditional. Maybe our condition wasn't so critical. That's our politicians, that's our political. They don't wear miracles, but he does, he does. There ain't no one love me like Jesus. Found me in the night, brought me to the light. I'm not who I was, no one loves me like he does. He does, he does, he does. Oh, by the way.
Does on Hope 103.2, and Katy Perry is in the country for the AFL Grand Final. She is set to perform, and in the lead up to her performance, she has done what I think most of us are wanting to do, and that is meeting internet sensation Pesto. If you're wondering who Pesto is the giant baby penguin that you can find at Melbourne Sea Life Aquarium. And honestly, I have never been more jealous of anything in my entire life. She got to see Pesto, who weighs a whopping 21 kilos, even though he's only 9 months old. And I have to say, I think that that is probably the most exciting thing that she will do this weekend. I'm only saying that because I don't watch AFL, so I don't know.
I feel so close to you right now. It's a force field. I wear my heart up on my sleeve like a big deal. Your love pours down on me, surround me like a waterfall. And there's no stopping us right now. I feel so close to you right now.
stopping us right now. And there's no stopping us right now. And there's no stopping us right now.
Like the wind on my face, I can feel you, but my eyes can't see you. Like the radio waves, I can hear you, but my hands can't hold you. Shining in the darkest places, like the breath in my lungs, you bring life into the empty spaces. Ooh, I don't have to understand it all, to trust it in my soul. I know you are there. You're gonna.
Polo Limited, that one is called Heart Believes on Hope 103.2, and a brand new episode of the Brendan and Danny Bell podcast dropped today at about 2 p.m. If you have missed the sound of their voices, because they were away for a little bit, you can catch up on the Brekkie Pod on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever it is you get your podcasts from.
Hope 103.2.
Serve the nations from where you are.
Over 3 billion people are yet to have access to the good news of Jesus. You can help reach these people without leaving Australia. For over 100 years, station sponsor WEC International has been focused on seeing the good news go to the unreached. And you can help. WEC has a number of volunteer roles that are part-time and can fit your availability. Serve the nations from where you are. For more information, search opportunities at wec.com.au.
Find MacArthur's best at your doorstep. Angus Bristow Village is the perfect location to downsize into retirement living. But there are only four villas left. Station sponsor Angus Bristow is just minutes from restaurants, cafes, shops and more. And you can find peace of mind knowing that home services and aged care are on site if your needs ever change. Inquire now. These quiet, connected three-bedroom villas will soon be gone. Visit angusbristowvillage.org.au.
In Penrith, a serious crash has Mulgoa Road closed northbound approaching Jamison Road. Heavy delays on Mulgoa Road southbound all the way back to High Street as well. In Holroyd, we've got a four-car crash on the M4 westbound at Burnett Street. In Epping, a two-car crash on Epping Road at Blaxland Road. Sylvania, look out for a truck breakdown. That's eastbound on the Princes Highway, just past Port Hacking Road. And the M5 busy westbound past Moorbank Avenue. I'm Thomas Reeve, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 1032.
Hi. This is Rob Martin with God in 60 Seconds. Why is there still violence against women? 15 years ago, our government spent millions on an advertising campaign, Violence Against Women, Australia Says No. Yet here we are, years later, and it appears nothing has changed. In fact, if anything, the mistreatment of women appears to be getting worse. So what's wrong? Australian of the Year Grace Taine said, "Men are not the enemy. Behaviour. Corrupt behaviour always has been and always will be the enemy." And I totally agree. But why do people behave in a corrupt way? The Bible says the problem lies in the human heart, which is deceitful above all things. So while education campaigns help, what is needed is a heart transformation, which will truly create a safer world for women. To open up more space for reflection and conversation about God, go to thirdspace.org.au.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Don't be confused by my apparent lack of ceremony. My mind is clear. I may be lower, miles high up in the distance. I want you. Close.
It's a wholesome radio station.
Hype 1032.
Damn the orphan. And before I knew I had shiny skin and I felt easy being clean like him, I thought this one knows better than I do. A triangle trying to squeeze through a circle. He tried to cut me so unfit. And doesn't that sound familiar? Doesn't that hit so close to her? Trust them, trust me. Then she pulled in my stitches one by one, looked at my insides, clicking her tongue, and said, "This will all have to come undone." A triangle trying to squeeze through a circle. She tried to blunt me so I fit. Doesn't that sound familiar? Doesn't that hit too close to her? Although my old self was hard to find, you can bathe me in your finest wine, but I'll never give you mine, cause I'm a little bit tired of fearing that I'll be the bad fruit nobody buys. Tell me, did you think we'd all dream the same? And doesn't that sound familiar? Doesn't that hit too close to home? Doesn't that make you shiver the way things could have gone? And doesn't it feel peculiar? Wants a little more, so that I do remember to never go that far. Could you leave me with the sky? Could you leave me with the sky? Could you leave me with the sky?
Missy Higgins here on Hope Drive, Sharma with you, and it's 3:30, time for the latest news headlines. Good afternoon, Sarah.
Good afternoon, Sharma. The Prime Minister says the Consumer Watchdog's interim report into the grocery sector shows supermarkets need to do better. The ACCC has found poorer Australians are now spending more than 20% of their income on groceries. It's also found the two big grocery chains have grown their dominance in recent years. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has strongly hinted that China's trade restrictions on lobsters could soon be removed. Dr. Chalmers is in China, where he's seeking speedy resolutions on the punishing sanctions. The Israeli Prime Minister has told the country's military to continue fighting with full force against the armed group Hezbollah in Lebanon. This is despite calls from the US and other allies, including Australia, for an immediate 21-day ceasefire. Hundreds of people have been killed since the strikes escalated on Monday. In the US, Hurricane Helene has made landfall in Florida with wind speeds of up to 225 kilometres per hour. One person has already been killed after hit by a falling roadway sign. Mourners have farewelled a 12-year-old Sydney schoolgirl who took her own life earlier this year amid allegations of bullying. A funeral for Charlotte O'Brien has been held at Mary Immaculate Catholic Church in Bosley Park today. Anyone who needs support can call Lifeline on 13 11 14. And a new report has found scammers are increasingly targeting residents in Sydney's southwest and on the central coast. Westpac has released a report showing Liverpool, Campbelltown and Gosford have the highest number of scams. In sport, as many as 300,000 footy fans have gathered at Melbourne's Yarra Park for the AFL Grand Final Parade ahead of tomorrow's decider between the Sydney Swans and Brisbane Lions. Sharma, I'll have more news at 4.
Thanks, Sarah. And it's a sad day for Formula One fans across the country as an Aussie legend's career has effectively come to an end. We'll talk more on that next.
Hey, it's Brendan and Danny Bell from Hope Brekkie.
Did you know we have a podcast?
I know. Stop it. Stop it right now. For all the bits or mornings that you've missed.
The laugh out loud moments, the real life chats.
That's Hope Brekkie.
And you can subscribe and rate us with Apple Podcasts, Spotify,
or the Hope 1032 app.
Oh, she does.
You're welcome.
This spring, start your retirement journey at station sponsor St. Hedwig Village, where an exceptional lifestyle meets incredible value. Join us this Saturday, the 28th of September, between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Tour the remaining apartments in Stage 1 that start from just $475,000 and discover the joy of living in a stylish yet affordable apartment in an enviable location. Visit sthedwigvillage.com.au for more information. $475,000 is the starting price for a one-bedroom apartment. You may need to pay a departure fee when you leave the village.
Hope Drive.
Thanks to station sponsor Solar Heart Sydney. Book your obligation-free in-home appointment with most trusted name in solar. Visit solarheartsydney.com.au.
Hope 1032.
Yeah.
hope. We'll bring it.
Hope 103.2.
The weight of the world is getting heavier now. Feels like it's far too much to carry around. And each and every little time that you fall starts looking like the end of it all. Somewhere hidden in the noise there's a truth. Someone to believe and hang on to. And each and every little word that you hear, I pray that one thing would be so clear. With all those voices in your head, just don't ever forget that God's still good and he's still got it all in control.
Just like a photograph you made me feel, like this will last forever looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, I don't know. Oh, promise that you hold me close, don't let me go.
Promise that you hold me close, don't let me go.
this time I've wasted. You were right there all along.
Miles Smith, that one's called Stargazing on Hope 103.2. And it's a sad day for If One followers out there, because Daniel Ricciardo has been kicked to the curb by Red Bull and Visa Cash app, effectively bringing his career in F1 to an end. Now, there's been rumors about it for a long time, and he finally posted on Instagram to say that, you know, his time is coming to an end, and he's being replaced by a Kiwi, Liam Lawson. Liam posted on Instagram as well, saying, you know, he was excited to start. But I think it was Daniel's post that, you know, got people in their feelings. It was him walking away from the circuit, and he said, I've loved this sport with my whole life. It's a wild and wonderful journey that I've been on. To the teams and individuals that have played their part, thank you. To the fans who love the sport sometimes more than me, thank you.
Sydney's Hope 103.2.
Live your best days ever. Endeavour Foundation in Sydney helps people with disability to live in homes they love with supports they need to build life skills and assist their employment journeys. Endeavour Foundation can help you do all the things you love so you can live your best days ever.
They support me to live my life my way so I can live my best days ever.
Find out how you can live your best days ever with station sponsor Endeavour Foundation at endeavour.com.au.
Are you caring for someone living with dementia?
Hop in the shower.
I've already had one.
No, you haven't.
If you're caring for someone living with dementia, it can be hard seeing changes in their day-to-day behaviour. At Dementia Support Australia, our consultants are here to help anytime, day or night, anywhere in Australia. Call our free service on 1800 699 799 or visit dementia.com.au. Dementia can affect us all.
In Penrith, a serious crash has Mulgoa Road closed northbound approaching Jamison Road. Heavy delays on Mulgoa Road southbound all the way back to High Street as well. In Holroyd, we've got a four-car crash on the M4 westbound at Burnett Street. In Epping, a two-car crash on Epping Road at Blaxland Road. Sylvania, look out for a truck breakdown. That's eastbound on the Princes Highway, just past Port Hacking Road. And the M5 busy westbound past Moorbank Avenue. I'm Thomas Reeve, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2.
Picture of God's plan. Why would
1032.
We're right there with you.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. Place. And they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
Go for the moon, set go. Go for the moon, set go. Go for the moon, set go.
concept. I could use a little fuel myself, and we could all use a little change. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I'll hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. You're an all-star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on, get paid. And all that only shooting stars break the mold. And all that only shooting stars break the mold.
Hope 103.2.
Speaking hope into your lives.
As long as you love me. As long as you love me. As long as you love me. We're under pressure. 7 billion people in the world trying to fit in. Keep it together. Smile on your face, even though your heart is frowning. But hey now, you're no good. We both know it's a cruel world, but I will take my chances. As long as you love me, we could be starving, we could be homeless, we could be broke. As long as you love me, I'll be your platinum, I'll be your silver. Fighting every second of the day for your dreams, girl. I'll be a holder. You could be my destiny's child on a singer. So don't stress and don't cry. Oh, we don't need no one to fight. Just say.
This makes sense, but you're my hallelujah. Give me a time and place, I rendezvous it, I fly to it, I beat you there. Girl, you know I got you, us, trust. A couple things I can't spell without you. Now we on top of the world, cause that's just how we do. Used to tell me sky's the limit, now the sky's our point of view. Man, we stepping out like, whoa,
oh God.
Cameras point and shoot. Ask me what's my best side, I stand back and point at you. You, you, the one that I argue with. Feel like I need a new girl to be bothered with. But the grass ain't always greener on the other side. It's green where you water it, so I know. We got issues, baby, true, true, true. But I'd rather work on this with you than to go ahead and start with someone new. As long as you love me.
We could be starving, we could be homeless, we could be broke. As long as you love me, I'll be your platinum, I'll be your silver, I'll be your gold. As long as you love me.
Oh,
1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 4 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersehen. A former nurse has been jailed for at least 3.5 years for what a judge described as opportunistic preying on women. Josh Bryant reports.
Ali Mode was found guilty at trial of 3 counts of aggravated sexual touching and 1 count of aggravated sexual assault against 3 victims. A court heard the then nurse manipulated and abused his position of authority for his own sexual gratification in the incidents involving 2 patients and a nursing graduate. A judge described the offending as particularly insidious as he sentenced Mode to at least 3.5 years behind bars. He'll serve a maximum of 5 years, 2 months in jail. Mode maintains his innocence and the court heard he plans to appeal.
A man's been arrested over an alleged fatal hit and run in Sydney's West. A man in his 80s on a mobility scooter was struck by a car on Mulgoa Road at Penrith. He was treated by paramedics but died at the scene. Another man was taken into custody at a shopping centre nearby and is undergoing mandatory testing. The Foreign Minister has strengthened her language as Australia continues calling for a ceasefire in Lebanon and Gaza. The federal government is urging the Israeli Prime Minister to listen to the concerns of the international community. But Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected a push for a 21-day ceasefire in its fight against Hezbollah. Penny Wong has told the United Nations a broader war would help no one.
War has rules, even when confronting terrorists. Even when defending borders, civilians need to be protected. But in conflicts around the world, this is not happening.
Supermarket profit margins will be in the spotlight during the second half of the Consumer Watchdog's inquiry into the grocery sector. The ACCC has handed down an interim report finding shoppers are increasingly losing trust in the industry's pricing practices. It's found poorer Australians are now spending more than 20% of their income on groceries. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the current situation isn't good enough.
Supermarkets need to do better, and indicating the ACCC's concern at what they regard as a virtual oligarchy.